In their ongoing attempts to slow coastal land loss, some activists are enlisting new allies, celebrity chefs. In particular, the Restore the Mississippi River Delta Campaign, or MRD, is recruiting Louisiana chefs to lend weight to their efforts. WWNO's Ryan Kyloth met one of them.
I'm Isaac Toops, chef owner of Toops Meadery, born and raised South Louisiana. Rain, y'all. Right outside Lafayette, Louisiana.
Isaac Toops got some national fame this year when he nearly won the reality cooking show Top Chef. He made it to the second to last round.
The Big Easy's own Isaac Toops.
Congratulations,
Thank
Isaac.
You.
I think everybody underestimated me just because I'm Cajun man from South Louisiana.
What?
At the end of the episode, Toops was asked to pack his knives and go.
It's back to the restaurant and keep doing what I do. Kiss my babies and kiss my wife.
And also turn his media spotlight into a force for good. Being born and raised in South Louisiana, Toops knew about the state's disappearing coast.
Once you get to a certain level, you have to pick something to represent. I grew up doing South Louisiana shit, hunting, fishing, crawfish bowls, roasting whole pigs, shucking oysters, gigging frogs. Any more cliche, I would be boiling crawfish in a piro. That's my personal history.
He cared about the wetlands, but didn't necessarily have informed opinions about coastal science or policy. That's where Ashley Graham came in. She'd been spearheading a new program with the Restore the Mississippi River Delta Campaign, or MRD. Graham saw chefs as a natural ally.
The chefs that I know are smart. They have an appreciation for science. They have a vested interest in the health of our environment. They want to be fully informed. They want to be fully engaged.
She started taking chefs with her on planes and boats to see wetland loss for themselves. Folks like Susan Manick of Gautreaux and Susan Spicer of Bayona. After Isaac Toops wrapped up at Top Chef, she got him out on the boat as well.
You want to hop out on there, Isaac?
Well, and sink up to the knee to the waist? I'm good.
We're out on Grand Bayou, about 90 minutes south of New Orleans. Chef Toops has plenty of questions for scientist David Muth with the National Wildlife Federation.
But if humans weren't here tomorrow, just wiped out, what would naturally happen to this place?
Eventually, the river would break out somewhere. The levee would fail someplace, and you'd start building new land.
Rather than wait for the river to break out on its own, MRD is focused on controlled diversions to rebuild marsh, connecting the Mississippi River back to its delta. But the technique is controversial, because if you're a commercial fisher or oysterman right now, you may not want the river flooding into the estuary. That will upset the careful balance of salt and fresh water.
Any change to that is going to affect your livelihood. And a lot of these guys, they're working on very, very small margins, right? The price of diesel, the price of insuring a boat, the price at the dock, the world market, there are all these other factors like anybody else.
If diversions happen, then oystermen, for example, will have to move. But
you talk to the scientists and they're smart, it's what they do, but nobody's going to listen to them even though they're saying the right things. The scientist says diversion, sediment, hypoxic, blog-to-blog pipeline.
And Isaac Toops says that's where he comes in, as a translator between scientists and fishermen.
I go, look, I buy seafood from you. I use it. I love it. I want to continue buy seafood from you. But if you don't, you know, change your ways now, if we don't get you help to get moved, then you're going to be out of a job and I'm going to be out of a job and none of us are going to have any seafood. It sucks. I am sorry.
When it comes to diversions, seafood producers are being asked to sacrifice for the greater good of saving Louisiana's coast. It's a losing situation for them, and right now they lobby aggressively against scientists like David Muth. Arguments can get heated fast. MRD hopes that chefs like Isaac Toops can help smooth communication between the two sides.
If someone would come up to me and go, look, you're going to have to stop cooking here in South Louisiana. I'm like, f*** you. I'd probably fight it too.
He's not a politician, and he's not a scientist. So the idea is he can be trusted.
I am your customer, and I am your cousin. I was born and raised down here. I am one of you.
MRD is using celebrity chefs to gain traction on other ideas as well. Several chefs recently signed a letter to the president, urging him to secure oil revenues for coastal restoration. Chef John Besh's foundation has put money into new methods of oyster farming. And on the diversions question, MRD says the next step is to get seafood producers and chefs in a room to see what solutions they come up with together. For WWNO, I'm Ryan Kyloth.